Mikdash Yisroch Bnei Yisroel that we learn out the halacha of Kiddush Hashem, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin goes into for the big three. The one has to give up their life, the one someone puts a gun to the head to commit. Gila arise, illicit relations, about a Zara murder, so we paskin better to give your life at Kiddush Hashem than to violate those sins. So that's the din of Kiddush Hashem on the big three. But the Gemara talks about Bishas Hashmad. So the Gemara talks about during the time of religious persecution, sometimes for Shar Mitzvahs. You could also give up for Shar Averis if you do a Bifarhesia in public, so then also there's a din of Kiddush Hashem. So, see, the din daraisa of Kiddush Hashem, the din daraisa of needing 10, needing a minion, comes from Yarog Vayavo. You need 10 Gedolim. In other words, if you think, if it's a question where it's Shar Averis, then you only have to give up your life in public. So what's the definition of public? If you have 10 adult men over 13. However, if you have 9 and you have a katan at 12, so we don't apply it to Kiddush Hashem, although we do apply it to a regular minion. Rav Moshe has a truth. He discusses that we are more lenient, we are more makel when it comes to minion of a davar shebekedusha, kaddish shebekedusha, and other things, than we do because the Kiddush Hashem is a din daraisa. So therefore, we're not going to be mitzaref one katan to the minion. However, when it comes to tefila b'tzibur, the kaddish and kedusha, so therefore, since it's only a din drabanan of being able to say kaddish and kedusha without a minion, therefore, when it comes to Kaddish, we have leniency to include a katan, but by Kiddush Hashem, in order to be considered for Hesed, you need 10 gedolim.